This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's a very good player, playing with Patrick Mahomes for a while, and their chemistry is undeniable. So just making sure that we can affect that chemistry, you know what I'm saying, with either the rush or how we're playing Kelce, just making sure that we can disrupt that.
Taron Johnson. I think Taron Johnson has finally gotten his due. Listening to broadcast, I mean, he had a pick six on the first Colts play last week.
Yeah.
So that can augment this, but I think now it seems like football knows who he is.
It's pretty commonly referred to the best nickel corner in the league, one of the very best nickel corners in the league. It just flows out of every broadcast, I think, at this point. And I think it's right. I mean, I think the numbers back that up. I think he's very important. It says a lot that even when they're having trouble getting run on, they don't want to take him off the field. That's the piece that, you know, it's not the only thing that makes them susceptible to the run, but, you know, they're playing a nickel defense full time because he's so good. I mean, I don't know if they didn't have him. They didn't have him at some points here, and they found their way. They used other guys in those spots, right? Cam Lewis specifically. But I wonder if they didn't have someone so accomplished if they wouldn't play more traditional defense than they do. But he's just so good and certainly is willing to stick his nose in there. It's not like, even though he's a littler guy, he does get dirty. He's excellent. I mean, I there's probably a long list of people's favorite guys on the team, but I'm glad to see him getting recognized because, you know, it was really his first, you know, really claim to fame, I think, really was that pick six against the Ravens in the 2020 divisional round.
Sure. 803-0550, Bills and Chiefs Sunday 425, Sabres and Blues tonight 6:30 pregame with Paul Hamilton. You get emails from the Bills probably, like if you're signed up through their website or something. I did that when I had tickets this year, and so I get, like, a lot of fans, of course, the email from the Bills, like the mass email. Like yesterday's had the uniform combo. Mm-hmm. And today's was basically an ad for Paramount Plus. There was an email from the Bills. Watch Sunday's showdown on Paramount Plus. And then at the bottom it says, and also on CBS. They definitely, I don't mean the Bills anymore, but, you know, nice of them to promote. They definitely want you to watch these games on the stream. That's got to be like, come to the stream. We're gonna end up there.
Yeah.
Subscribe. Us directly.
That is the new. Yeah. That's the thing. There. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think they don't want you to watch it on CBS. But if you're gonna choose, or if you don't have a way currently, go there and do that. Because that's what everybody's trying to grow, right? They're all just trying to grow these streaming things so that, you know, eventually we're paying more than we were ever paying for cable or a dish for 20 different streaming services. So, you know.
Yeah, that is not fun.
No, it's not fun. And you get all kinds of rigmarole. Do you want to hear about this on the air now? I mentioned it off the air to you. I was so pissed off last night about a hockey blackout. It just... it makes sense, I guess. Like, I think I solved it myself. I'm not the guy that's going to send, at ESPN or something on Twitter, like, hey, I think someone in the comments on my tweet about it did. I was kind of excited is a little too strong, but, it wasn't a busy night last night. No one was going to be home when I got home, and I knew the Maple Leafs were playing in Washington, and I'd watched some of Toronto the night before. They laid an egg at home, got shut out by Ottawa, and it can help me to know what's going on with the Leafs. I mean, occasionally, eventually the Sabres will play them, whatever. Yes. I host a sports show, and it's Ovechkin and whatever. He's not going to break the record, obviously, last night, but still.
You're a perfectly normal person with normal interest in this hockey game.
Yeah, who has the subscription that I think is going to provide it for me. I looked earlier in the day. I knew it was a TNT night, and I even get those now because my HBO Max subscription simulcasts those TNT hockey games. So cool. I can watch that if I want, but I'm like, oh, Detroit, Pittsburgh, Washington, Toronto. I know what I'm watching, Washington, Toronto. Nope. I'm not allowed to watch. Content not available in your area is the message. I'm like, this is a bizarre blackout. This never happens with Toronto. Definitely never happens with Washington. The game's in Washington. I just don't get it. What is happening? And the best I could do to figure it out is because it was a TNT night, and I don't subscribe directly to TNT. Again, I get those games now. I think this should count. I mean, it's like bonus value added to me. I didn't know this when I got Max. I got it because of Nick Bakay's show, and I've kept it because I'm enjoying it. But I get those games, but I don't have YouTube TV or cable or a dish that has TNT on it, and I think that's the hoop I didn't jump through. And I just think that's preposterous. I'm giving you a ton of money every year. I'm even giving, I don't know if TNT gets supplemented by these Max subscriptions. They should. And I'm in Buffalo, New York, and I want to watch the Leafs and the Capitals, and you're telling me I can't? What are you doing?
As a subscriber,
yeah. Like, I have the hockey package from ESPN Plus. It's the only reason I have that subscription. I don't really need to watch a bunch of college basketball I don't care about, which is, prominent there. And even the golf during the week when we get into season. But it's really for the hockey. I just thought it was the stupidest blackout I've experienced in a long time. And I don't know that I'm right about this TNT subscriber thing, but
what else would it be?
I can't imagine what else it would be.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It just doesn't make sense.
Like, it's interesting that they know.
Yeah.
Right? If that's it.
Well, you have to put in, like, in the ESPN Plus subscription asks you for a TV provider. I don't know if you don't have one, what you do.
But that's how they know.
But that's how they know.
Because they would know that your provider doesn't carry TNT.
Yeah. Again, that's a guess, but it adds up. And
this is the stuff that I feel like is actually literally killing me.
Yeah, I don't want to like say it's criminal or anything, but I just thought it was absurd. I'm just a hockey fan, and Toronto is one of the most famous franchises in the sport, playing against the greatest goal scorer who's ever lived.
Listen, if it's any two teams, it's the same point.
Yeah,
if it's any two teams, it's as valid. Subscribed to the service. Because it has hockey, you think that will mean that you get their hockey offerings.
Right.
And because of this overlap, you don't. And it seems wrong. It could be said it's wrong. It's more just exasperating and frustrating. And it inches you closer to, I just want out.
Right.
I just want out. I mean, I cannot keep up with, when do we have the conversation about the Gotham sports app?
Oh, God, I know.
I mean, they're already painting the Sabres ice with the Gotham sports app. I mean, it's not real painting, not real paint. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's fake, but you watch a game on TV, get the Gotham sports app. Oh, that's relatable. That's what I want in my life.
Right.
is New York. Go New York, go New York, go.
Can I get more Knicks commercials during my games, please? That would be great.
The Sabres are, you can tell, I mean, they're advertising it on the ice, quote, on the ice. There's that too. But no. It's just driving me nuts. And there's no end in sight. I mean, now you've got with the change in all, the landscape in regional sports networks, and I mean, I think I saw MLB TV is taking over Reds games.
Yeah, a few, like maybe it's in the double digits already of teams that are, because they're sort of lost without the regional sports networks. And so Major League Baseball, I think, is taking over as many as a dozen of the broadcasts this year.
I want to be the kind of person that just quits it.
Yeah.
Because of this stuff, but I'm still too weak.
Yeah.
Like, will I quit the Sabres because of the Gotham sports app? Right. I want to be the kind of person that has principles and would do that.
Yeah.
But it's just maddening. And so it's just like, again, the Bills, as a member club, want you to watch. They'd prefer if you watch this game
on
Paramount Plus to CBS. And the way they promote that is, I think, interesting. Like, big, bold letters, Paramount Plus, then at the bottom, like, also on CBS. Like, we have to tell you that it's also on CBS. We don't want you to recognize that. Who? Because who would? It's the same presentation. Like, who would watch? Who would?
Right.
Why? So a normal person goes, I don't need Paramount Plus for this. I have CBS. I have Channel 4.
I have Channel 4. Right. Right. And if nothing else, if you choose to, instead of watching it, if you had the option to watch it on over-the-air TV or even cable, but wanted to stream it on Paramount Plus, it would just be slower. You'd be further behind if you were watching it on the regular feed anyways.
Yeah.
It's all just so annoying. I just was very frustrated by that. You know, I don't know. I was grateful there were actually some people out there that follow me on social media that were like, yeah, same. You know, and I didn't. There was one guy I know casually that I saw tweeting about the game, and that I know lives in the area. I wanted to like reach out to him, like, "Do you subscribe to something that has TNT? Is that why you are watching this game on ESPN Plus, or like what? Or do you have some? Might be, you know, every time you tweet about TV, you get 20 different Zozad.org or something. It's like, what?
Please like, miss me with the.
I'm not.
The scam ones.
I'm not signing up for that. Thank you. No, it's only $12 and you get everything. Like, okay, sure.
I had a member of my family who was bragging to me once about, no, man, I get 8,000 channels for 5 cents a month. And I'm like, I so wanted to be angry at him, you know, outwardly. You think I'm the kind of person that would want to steal TV? Like, that's what you're trying to talk me into doing, is stealing TV?
Stealing TV, right.
Like, do you know me at all? Like, you would really think that I'm interested in your plan or get 8,000 channels for 5 cents? Like, please just never talk to me again. Like, that's, we are so different. Yeah. But what's the alternative? This is the alternative. Losing our minds, trying to keep up.
Yeah.
And I meant, like, the future of this is you want to watch a game that you think you have the rights to, but I don't know. I don't have that or that or that. So I better call Fred to see if he does. Because if he does, then I can watch the game. But I can't watch.
But what it does, too, is it introduces doubt about every time you go to turn it on.
Yeah.
Then, like, is there going to be some loophole that I didn't know about that's going to, you know, Sabres are on ESPN Plus tonight, right? ESPN Plus Hulu. Like, I'm 98% sure it's going to be on when I get home, but I don't know. Like, I'm going through my ESPN app last night, making sure other stuff is working to make sure like I'm up to date, which I'm pretty sure I am. But you know, like, why can't I watch this game? This is the game I want to watch.
You're paying for it.
Yes, I'm literally paying for it.
Make sure that point is known.
God,
you're paying special for it, so you'd think you'd be able to get it. Not so. All right. That was an interesting few minutes. Sabres pregame 6:30 here on the radio. No issues.
No blackouts.
There it is.
Right.
There it is. Right on time. Although I don't know about the app or Canada or these different things.
Right. Yeah, sorry, folks. We know we do that to you too, I guess.
Paul Hamilton joins us for pregame at 6:30. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.